This goes to Dr. Kristina, Kristina, HUG, H-U-G, fax 989-463-2249, regarding James Wing, W-I-N-G, date of birth 9/1/1948. Dear Kristina, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Wing with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, secondary to hypertension and diabetic nephropathy, also proteinuria. His last visit was December 14th of 2021. He's here with his wife. He states he's been feeling fine, no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit, and he states he's feeling well. His weight is up on our scales quite a bit. His last weight at home was 243, and we now have 268 on our scales. He doesn't notice that he has swelling, but his wife is reporting that his lower extremities are somewhat swollen. There is no pain. He does have some decreased sensation in the feet, so they are not painful at this time. He does not lay down to bed and sleep because he has back pain, so he sleeps always in a recliner at home. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does have occasional dyspnea on exertion. No flank pain, no blood in the urine. He has had kidney stones with stenting on the right side in the past, but has not had seen a urologist for a few years. And bowels are working without blood or melena, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does not think that he drinks excessive amounts of fluids, no more than 64 ounces in 24 hours, according to him and his wife. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the low dose of lisinopril, 5 milligrams daily. Gabapentin, the 800 milligram twice a day, could be causing edema of the lower extremities. That would be one med that is inclined to do so, although he probably would have excessive pain if that was, we wouldn't want to stop it, maybe possibly taper that down somewhat to a lower dose in the morning and the 800 at bedtime. He's also on Ultracet for the back pain. He states it really doesn't help much for pain. And he's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, weight 268 pounds. Pulse is 80, blood pressure 112 over 60, left arm sitting, large adult cuff. Oxygen saturation was 88 to 90% on room air. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy and no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. The abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable masses. Extremities, he does have very, he's got tight compression stockings on, but the ankles and feet are edematous bilaterally. They are non-tender to palpation. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 25th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 50. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.4. Carbon dioxide, 30. Albumin, 3.9. Hemoglobin is slightly low, 11.4, with normal white count and normal platelets. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.6. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. He does have some peripheral edema of the lower extremities. Hypertension is well controlled, slightly on the low side, so it's difficult to think about treating him with any kind of diuretic. I did talk to him and his wife and requested that he sticks to a very strict fluid restriction of 64 ounces in 24 hours, and he should try to follow a low-salt diet and try to elevate his legs during the day. Weight should be checked at least weekly to make sure he's not having an upward trend, and they will notify us if that happens. We will continue to do lab studies every 3 months. We gave them a copy of the lab order, and we also faxed a copy over to your office because they want to do labs there. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.